Simplify your life today.
A major glitch snarled air traffic. One of the latest problems across the country and a big headache for the FAA. Also, talk about big headaches. The Pentagon has one. They announced the Fort Hood review. Some don't like the direction this investigation is taking, but we'll see what the results yield. And the question becomes, in New York, would a jury of New Yorkers impose the death penalty in that 9/11 trial? Ooh, there's a lots of opinions brewing across the country on that one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, this time next week, it'll be Thanksgiving, and boy, all of us have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Because we definitely live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. How many times can I say that on this show and emphasize it? We will be talking about the things you're grateful for next week, and plus the biggest turkeys across the country, whether it's someone famous, not famous, it's a situation having to do with sports, politics, business, anything. Whatever you decide, the biggest turkey is in the United States. So we'll do that on Tuesday. Also, another version of Nail the Score. Nail the Score for this week, though, is coming up in 10 minutes. We randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call us and let us know who you think is going to win that game and what you think the final score is going to be. And I really am pulling for one of you to nail that score because we have an incredible prize package. I just, in fact, put something else into it. Dave Pelz, who's a famous golf teacher, which who cares if he's famous, but the book is really good, and it's about garbage shots in golf and how to get out of trouble and whatnot. And it's this awesome hardcover $50 book, whatever. But if you're not a golfer and you know someone in your life who's a golfer, you could give it to them as a cool present. They dig it. But there are other things in there, too. Cell phone, movie tickets, stuff to eat, in other words, gift certificates for places around the country like, oh, let's see, what's in there? I have to remember. Even Domino's Pizza. There's some Domino's Pizza for fun when you're watching a game. There's P.F. Chang's and a couple of other things. I'm going to give everything away that's in there, but I think it's the best prize pack that I've ever had on any show to give away. So I am so hoping someone wins it.
Got to get the lettuce wraps at P.F. Chang's.
You got to get the lettuce wraps,
those
absolutely.
Those are so good.
They're awesome, and I put all the hot sauce on it, so
it's
you're
so
absolutely
good. I didn't
right.
know the P.F. Chang's was a part of it. Now I'm going to have to call in.
You don't
in
get it. You work
know,
for
I'm
the show.
To,
you can't get it. You're not eligible.
I'm going to call in and put myself on air and win.
Just randomly pick a state and disguise your voice.
Exactly. It wouldn't be that hard.
Absolutely. I'm sure others have done it. Trust me. So that's coming up in our next segment. But in the meantime, I mentioned a couple of big headlines, and it continues to be Fort Hood and what happened 2 weeks ago. And, of course, as everybody tries to make sense of it, how can you make sense of something so horrific where all those people lost their lives? But important to get the evidence stacked up and put it all in place. And congressionally, they're trying to do that, obviously, and have ordered an investigation. And now the Pentagon, same thing, reviewing what the procedures are so that there won't be this opportunity in the future on any base, not just Fort Hood. You can't be 100% locked down, but there could have been other things in place that might have prevented it, right? And then I said this glitch that hit the traffic across the air, and you think with Thanksgiving coming up and the holidays and people flying to go and see family and whatever. In fact, that's what I'm doing. I will be heading down to Florida, to Orlando. I have a brother, I've mentioned this before, my 93-year-old grandfather and my nephew all down there, and an aunt, too, in Orlando. So it should be a lot of fun. So here's the deal. I'm glad this glitch happened when I wasn't flying next week. So for the second time, though, in just slightly over a year, you had two centers that handle flight plans for air travel across the U.S. set off massive delays and cancellations. You know, you show up at the airport, and all it has to do with is a circuit board. They traced it back to a single circuit board. So obviously, they need more manpower at the Federal Aviation Administration. They have to have this because they are struggling. They need an overhaul of the air traffic system. And think of all those planes and think of this circuit board thing. And what it is, it was at a center in Salt Lake City, and it's a communications network that they spent years installing, and it's part of the plans to modernize air traffic control. So they got to get with it. You cannot have all those people scrambling around like crabs in these airports. I mean, hey, it's one thing, you got to be safe, but the delays push everyone back then even further. Then you get into the whole pilot thing. You know where I'm going with that. All right, let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam. Sam. I think Sam's not there, or he's lost his voice. Or his cell phone dropped out, maybe. I don't know. Sounds like he's trying to talk. Sam, do you have laryngitis? All right, we're going to let Sam slide. Sorry about that, Sam, but we couldn't hear you. I can't do anything. If I can't hear you, I can't go to you. Sorry. I could only try to guess what he was going to talk about. Maybe hockey, because every time he calls us, it has to do with hockey. All right, something else that I haven't talked about too much, but this is a big deal, certainly. 2,000 pages later, healthcare reform Senate style. Senator Harry Reid is talking about Saturday being D-Day, if you will, meaning that the senators are going to put this test to a vote, and it could be 10 hours of debate and then ultimately trying to vote. But whether or not 60 senators now have lined up to vote yes, that's the question. Remember, this is that $848 billion health care bill that Reid insists is not going to cause any problems to the deficit, add 1 cent to the deficit. However, then you start to look underneath it and you look at the amendments and you realize it's the same thing. Premiums would go up from what I certainly can see. There would be more taxes, and they're angling ways around it, like this Botox tax that they're talking about. In other words, cosmetic surgery, because they could get, you know, $14 billion or $6 to $14 billion, depending, but it'd be a 5% tax. So there are other things like that that are buried in the bill. You come back to the same thing. They say the plan would expand coverage to 94% of Americans through a government-run health insurance option, which would, by the way, allows, because you put it on the states' backs, they say, allow the states to opt out and some other things, and all the while you aren't hurting the federal deficit. All right, Sam has wormed his way back onto the show. Sam, what's up, man? You got a couple of minutes. How are you?
Okay, first of all, it's what they call it's semifinals weekend here in Canada, so I'm going to nail the score. Montreal 27, Vancouver BC 24. And in the Western final, it's between the Calgary Stampeders and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Saskatchewan 23, Calgary 17, and it's also semifinals weekend in Canadian University. But, Bob, I'm not going to handle score there.
All right. You are locked and loaded on the other one, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, when the Montreal Alouettes win the Grey Cup, how's your health confident I am? You want me to send you
really?
A Grey Cup? Yeah, you want me to send you a Grey Cup t-shirt?
Oh, yeah, you got it, my man. Hey, we're sorry we're out of time, but that was pretty funny, though. Throw out the scores for Canadian football. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. You can light them up. We're going to roll out the computer and let it fly. Another week of Nail the Score. We'll see if we get a winner this time around on ATN.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yeah, there we go again. We're trying to hurry up and get to the scoreboard and roll out the computer and decide what the game will be. How about the Steelers and the Chiefs? Those Chiefs are 2-7. The Steelers are 6-3. It should be a walk in the park for them. Redskins and the Cowboys could be interesting, although the Redskins haven't been that exciting to watch, to be honest, this year. How about the Vikings and the Seahawks? That should be a snoozer for the Vikings. They're going to roll all over them, let's be honest. All right, bring out that computer and let's let it fly. Yep, I like this game, actually. Other than the Eagles and the Bears, which is in Chicago, I like the game that was picked. The game of the week is the Chargers and the Broncos. Invesco Field, Mile High in Denver. And both of these teams are 6-3. Phillip Rivers, Kyle Orton. Who do you think wins this one? What do you think the final score will be? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. 2 days, 13 hours, 55 minutes, baby. They will be on the field. I love it, too, because it's that Saturday afternoon game where you're up, you're ready to roll. You know what I'm saying. So in looking at this, it's in Denver, and it's been an interesting year for Kyle Orton, no doubt about it. At first, he looked like such a world beater out of the gate for the Broncos. But the Chargers are certainly in the hunt for the division crown. The Broncos are fading. Like I said, they were off to the hot start, 6-0 start. And things have changed since then. So, let's see. Phillip Rivers, Mile High. Chargers' last four game winning streak. What was over the final four games of, I want to say, last season. They ended up 8-8, right? I'm going to say, but I don't care about records from the past. I care about what's happening now. I'm going to say they're going to get a little redemption after a loss to the Broncos back in October. I like the Chargers in this one. And they really obviously are vying for that AFC West title. So Chargers win this one. I think the final score is... this was hard. This is the hard part for me, just like the rest of you, in trying to decide what it's going to be. Okay, I'm going to say it's going to be 27-21 Chargers. 27-21. It won't be a small task, by the way, for them either. The crowd is still crazy there, no question about it. And like I said, this is a little revenge for them, the Broncos coming into their house and beating them. So we'll see. What's going to have to happen certainly for Kyle Orton rather is he left the game with a sprained left ankle, so he may not even be a big factor in this. The backup, a kid who I saw play a lot in college, a UT he played at the University of Texas, Chris Sims, may end up being the one who's in the game. He was at a bunch of the practices, took a lot of the snaps, so it might not even be a question of what Kyle Orton's going to do. All right, Chargers 27-21. Let's go to Matt Johnson. Matt, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Well, the computer picked a very difficult game, in my opinion, because you got a lot of factors. You got Denver at home, and it's always hard when the visiting teams come in and play in the altitude. You got Kyle Orton that's hurting, though, and if Chris Sims comes in, I mean, I think the Broncos offense gained 60 yards the entire time he was on the field.
Yeah.
So that's no good. But then you have the Broncos coming off, I think, three or four losses now? Three losses.
Right, three losses.
And I think, you know, they're going to try to get their mojo back a little bit. Chargers have been winning well. LT has been playing well recently. So it's really hard for me to pick this. I think the final score is going to be 24-20. And the winning team, in my opinion, is going to be the Denver Broncos.
All right. So, Matt, going with Denver. I agree with you. I think it's a hard game to pick. And it's going to be tight, a touchdown or a field goal. I really don't see a blowout here unless you are there's turnovers, Sims is in, and your reason's the same thing as what I was saying. I mean, this is a must-win. Certainly the Chargers think it's a must-win. It's interesting, the projected scores, I was looking at some of the sports writers, and most of the sports writers narrowly picked the Chargers. So they're not even believing that this is easy either. I think it's probably the toughest game, as they say in Vegas, on the board. You look at some of the other games, and to me they seem like layoffs. You look at, for example, what's going on with New Orleans. Wonder if they're going to end up with that perfect 16-0 season. And now that's starting to be discussed. And if I'm Drew Brees or I'm anyone else on that team, I could care less about 16-0. I think of the Patriots and what happened with them when they were 16-0. I mean, it's about the Super Bowl. It's about getting the ring. It's about going to the big game. And it's about winning it and feeling that euphoria, that moment in time that you cannot get back. So if I'm the Saints, that's all I'm focused on. I'm not worried about the 16. Although they'll probably be 10-0 after taking on the Buccaneers at Raymond James, who are off of what they finally got that win. And Josh Johnson, the young quarterback, he would look so good in that last game. But I would definitely not bet against the Saints in that one. I'm just glad that game didn't come up on the board. All right, let's take a bunch of them. Let's go to Jana, who's listening to us in Iowa. Jana, what do you say?
27 for the Broncos and 21 for the Chargers.
Ooh, okay, another Broncos believer. Hey, that's a good guess. You know, Matt was talking about the altitude, the crowd. It's a home field advantage for them. They could do it.
Yep, you got to just kind of weigh it and go with your gut. So.
Yeah, that's right. Go with your gut. I want you to win the prize pack. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, Joel is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Joel. Hey, what do you think? Well, I'm good. What do you think is going to happen here?
I believe Denver will win, and I say the score will probably be around 20-14.
All right, 20-14. A lot of sports writers were right in that wheelhouse, had a similar score to yours. Even the ones that picked the Chargers, it was like 20-14 or 13, yeah.
I don't think the Chargers will win. I'll say Denver will win it.
All right, so far we got three Broncos. You're all bucking against me. Thanks a lot, Joel. You have a good weekend.
Don't get sex, they'll call you.
Yeah, okay. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, back to the bluegrass state, Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hello?
Hey, Rick. What's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Rick from Illinois.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rick in Illinois. I had a Rick in Kentucky.
Right, last week. I said, we picked the right teams last week.
I know.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that big of a score.
I didn't either. I was surprised.
Okay, I'm going to San Diego 21, Denver 17.
Ooh, okay. So you're on my same side of this. You think San Diego's been on a hot run lately? Chris Sims could come in. There's lots of good reasons why San Diego could win it. I like it. That's a good one, Rick. You and I.
Also, I picked the Bears over Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you. You had to gig me. Why?
You know why? Because Barack Obama had a bear jacket on.
So you think that that's going to bring him good luck?
Well, sure. It's going to rub
off. Oh, please.
Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
You too.
And you too. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. I hope the Bears don't win. I hope your prediction is dead wrong on that. You know, Donovan McNabb is from Chicago, so there's always a big home crowd for him. You know, family, friends, etc. He gets every ticket. Because the players get so many tickets on the road, but they don't get a lot. And they beg other players to give them their tickets when they have big family that wants to come out and see them. That's usually what happens. And it's going to be a wild game, I think, that one. And I think it's going to be a tough day for Philadelphia. But we're not talking about that game. We're talking about the Chargers and the Broncos. And it is in Denver, obviously colder weather and the conditions of the altitude, like Matt was mentioning. But I think the bigger factor is what happens at that quarterback position for Denver. Who's going to actually be in there? Is it going to be Sims or is it going to be Orton? And that would make a difference. We're going to take more of your calls. We'll rip through them, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Nail on the score next.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Started off so hot. They opened the season at 6-0. And it's funny, I saw this weird statistic. Only two teams in the Super Bowl have failed, in the Super Bowl era, have failed to go to the postseason after opening with that kind of a record. And hey, the Broncos might end up being that team. It was brutal, that loss to Washington the other week, 27-17. I think they were stunned by that. Kyle Orton, the quarterback, the starting quarterback, might not be in. It might be Chris Sims. He took a bunch of snaps during the practice, at least on Wednesday. So, yeah, they do have home field advantage. And, of course, the Chargers, it's been the opposite. They've been on a streak. They've won three games in a row. So I picked the Chargers. Matt went with the Broncos. A lot of you went with the Broncos. But pick whatever you want and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. 800-259-5791. Rick is listening to us in Kentucky. This is Rick from Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hello?
Hey, Rick. What do you think is going to happen here in this game?
This isn't Rick. This is Greg.
Greg. Greg in Kentucky? Hey.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get it right. I mean, okay. It's like we're on Prozac on this show. I don't know, or too much Red Bull. Okay,
that's
so
spotty.
Exactly, spotty. What is it, Greg? What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's the easiest game on the board this week. I'm going to say San Diego 31, Denver 13. I don't have much confidence in Sam.
No, I don't have any confidence. I don't have any confidence either in Sims.
Who won the Carolina game tonight? Thursday night football game.
You know what? I forgot all about that there was a Thursday night game. It's funny you said that because I just happened to look at the scoreboard and Miami did win it 24-17.
Woo! Everybody picked Carolina in that one on TV, but I guess that'd go wrong.
You too. Miami's an odd has been an odd duck this year, and you know what? They remember last year how Miami came out, and I probably would have picked Carolina in that game too. Cliff is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Cliff.
I'm gonna have to go with Chargers 35-21.
All right, 35-21 Chargers. You are locked and loaded, Cliff.
Thank you.
Have a good one. 800-259-5791. San Diego looking down the barrel of a fourth consecutive AFC West title. It didn't look so good last month, but it's looking a little better right now. Chris in Connecticut joins us. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate.
I got your state right. I'm from the your neck of the woods, and finally I got it right.
Okay. Chargers 27-17.
27-17 Chargers. All right, we got you locked.
Okay.
Have a good one. Connecticut. Okay, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Did I sound like an auctioneer there? AmericaTonight.net is the other way. I do have some people that are sending me emails. I promise I will get to those as well. Satchiko is listening to us in Missouri. Hello.
No, it's Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. We are, it's like alphabet soup here. We might not get your name right, or we might get your name right, but might get your state wrong. All right. What do you think's going to happen?
I'm going to guess 21-17 Broncos.
Ooh, all right. So you like the Broncos at Mile High. That could be the score. You might have nailed it. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Here's one from Tim in Vermont. Tim in Vermont says, hey, Kate, I am getting a big chuckle out of Nail the Score. I used to listen to you on The Fan in New York. It's cool that you're doing politics now and still mixing in the sports stuff. I thought you were great when you used to bag on the Yankees. That's nice. And for the score, Tim likes the Chargers. The Chargers 40, the Broncos 38. Oof. That would be an exhausting offense on both sides. And where would the defense be? Where has all the defense gone? Edna in Kansas. Edna, it's your shot. Hello.
Hello.
What do you think, Edna?
Oh, I'll go with the Chargers.
And what do you think the score is going
to
be?
22-17.
All right, Edna. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
So nice that Edna calls us. You know, Matt, you're probably answering phones, but it's Edna. She's been doing this now since last season, and it's always great to hear from Edna.
Maybe she'll win it and split it with me because she's so nice.
What, give you the P.F. Chang's coupon so you can get lettuce wraps?
Maybe. Never know.
Who do you take for lettuce wraps? Different women?
Hey, we're not getting into that on air now.
Okay. Let's go to Clarence, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Clarence.
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. You sound pretty good. You having a good one?
Well, I can't complain.
There you go. That's the right attitude. Can't complain. Who do you like in this one, the Broncos or the Chargers?
I have to go with the Chargers. Denver just doesn't have enough offense for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just have to stick with my same score, 27-20, Chargers.
All right. You are duly noted, 27-20, Chargers. Thanks, Clarence.
Thank you.
We move from Kentucky to Kansas and Tom. Howdy, Tom.
Hi, Kate. I'm still awake from yesterday, so I'm not sleepy like I have been the last couple of weeks.
Good. And who do you like in this one? Do you like San Diego?
Before I say that, can I say that I picked Miami 24-22?
Is that right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that wasn't the game, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But I came pretty close, huh?
You did come pretty close. That was a very good guess.
Yeah. Okay. San Diego 2120. Do you have that one?
2120. No, we do not have 2120. So you now own that score.
All right. Thank you. You have a great week.
All right. You too. You have a good week as well. All right, we're going back to my old Kentucky home, Brad in Kentucky. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm going to have to go with the Chargers, 33-20.
Oh, I like that score, 33-20. Have you noticed if you really just go down and look at scores, Brad, that a lot of them are really cockamamie. They're kind of lopsided. They're not, you know, they're not symmetrical, in other words, the typical score that you think. So that's a good one, 33-20. We've got you in.
Thanks. Hey, Kate, and then every time I call, I got to let you know. How about them Yankees?
Oh, Brad, I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to go to Kentucky and strangle you. Thank you.
Hey, I'm a hunter. Be careful.
You know what? I can hunt some mean dove. I'm just going to say that, okay?
All right, Kate. Talk to you later.
All right, bye, Brad. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Oh, that's funny that he says that. Paul is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you, bud?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I'm going to say Broncos 23, Chargers 20.
23-20. Okay, that's another good one, too, because it's not, I'll call it symmetrical. It's not symmetrical. It's good. All right, Paul, good luck to you. Have a great weekend and have fun watching the games.
Okay, you too, Gabe.
All right. 800-259-5791. We're going to take more calls, and, of course, in the meantime, we've had a lot of emails trickle in. This one's from Philly Phil. He says, Kate, I wish you had picked the Eagles game. I would have picked the Eagles over the Bears. Who called in and said something about Obama Bears jacket? I would pick the opposite on that one. I say the Chargers win it, and I say the final score is 23-18. Wow, that would be a very peculiar score, but mathematically, stranger things have happened, certainly. All right, Sally in Vermont. Kate, I listen to you on WVMT. I get a kick out of the show. I think it's funny how you say you're making left turns when you talk about different things. I like the Broncos. Sorry, I can't go with you on this one. Broncos are going to win this one, and I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. The defenses might play a bigger part than all of the people who have called in have said that I have been able to catch. I like the score to be 17-14. All right, 17-14. How about that? Let's see here. Oh, we do finally have Rick in Kentucky. Rick in Kentucky, where you been all my life? We've gone to you twice.
Oh, my goodness. It's work, work, work. You know what it's like.
I know. I do. Who do you like?
I'm going to go Broncos 31-27. Do you got that score yet?
No, you own it. 31-27 Broncos.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
I like it. Who knows? You know, they may win. It's a tight score. I like a tight score, so we'll see.
All righty. You have a good night.
All right, you too. You have a good night, too. I picked the Chargers 27-21. Matt picked Denver 24-20. And it's kind of all over the board what everybody's picking. Again, we're just guessing here. John in Kentucky, hello.
31-27 Chargers.
31-27. Let's see if anyone has that.
34-27.
No, you've got that. 31-27. Nobody has it. You have the Chargers. 31-27. Good luck to you. Drive safely out there down in Kentucky. 800-259-5791. We'll take some more on the flip side. Remember, you can only call until the top of the hour. Also, the same thing for the emails, americatonight.net. Good luck to everybody. More guesses coming up around the bend.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I deserve my life now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all.
Going to nail the score this week. The game, the Chargers visiting the Denver Broncos, and of course they lost the first one when the two teams met in San Diego, and the Chargers look like a different team. They've been on a little bit of a roll. They've won three games in a row. You could flip a coin, really, I think, except for if Chris Sims is the quarterback, which he might be. It was tough to get any information on that. You know, here's part of the deal. It's a cat and mouse game on the injury reports. So what they released, what's being released to the public, and what happens out of practice, and what happened out of is sometimes a little bit different. What happened out of practice is you had Chris Sims the other day taking almost all exclusively the snaps. So it makes me think you're probably going to see Chris Sims more likely. That's going to be the scenario. And that would change things for the Broncos. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Okay, buddy. Chargers 42, Broncos 27.
Ooh, yeah. 27. So you believe in the Chargers too, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's their. Chris Sims is the quarterback, sure, I like it. Do you watch on Sunday? Do you watch a lot of the football games or no?
Just if the Colts are playing. I don't have TV. I just have the analog. You know, all we talk about the government with the health care. They can't even put television on. How are they going to take care of the health care? I got like a station and a half, you know?
A station and a half, I like that. So I watch whatever's on, I'm captive, I get it. I understand. Hey, who wants to pay for cable? I mean, cable bills anymore,
no,
it's ridiculous.
Absolutely not. No, no, no. Yeah. I depend on my radio, and I'm flying with that.
All right, that's good. And that's a fun way to listen to the games anyway, especially locally.
Yep.
You're in New York, so you could get a lot of good stuff there.
Yep.
All right, Mark, you
are
locked and loaded. You're in the books. Thanks.
Yep.
Have a good one. Yeah, it's true. Matt, what do you pay? You have cable. What do you pay for? What's your average cable bill?
What is it? Because it's all bundled with internet
of course.
And everything, too. So I think it's me and my roommate split it, and it comes out to... I don't know. It's at least like $120, I think, a month.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? $120. Remember when and the deals are never what they say they are. $39 for whatever, but then you get nothing with it. So you don't even get the sports stations. And I'm sure I'm like you. I have to have the sports stations. Do you have any You do. You have movie channels too.
Well, yeah, we got Showtime for Californication, and my roommate watched
I watch that
a lot too.
But
the thing with cable is. We got locked in. We're in Comcast land up here, and you can't have anything but Comcast if you want cable. And it is honestly some of the worst service ever. So I don't know. I hate Comcast. If anybody out there works for them, you can give me a call here and get me some free stuff. Because
no, I don't like Comcast either. I agree with you, too. I don't like Comcast either because growing up in Philadelphia, that they're from Philly. That's the Philly company. And I think.
Philly.
Exactly. But in Philadelphia, where where they're from, Philly and South Jersey, terrible. People complain about the service all the time. And I know they've expanded, but I'm not surprised to hear you say that. I've definitely heard that from other people.
They took over everything, and now they're going to buy, what is it, NBC or something?
Oh,
aren't they,
you're right.
One of those big conglomerates? I think it's
they
NBC.
Are.
Yeah.
I think it's NBC, so then that'll affect that, too, as well. But, I think the cable is, it's the worst. What I don't understand about cable, and, you know, I feel for the guys who are the technicians, I'm sure, because everything's behind and they're out in the field. But I hate this. I don't understand these companies that they think we're in the 1950s and there's people that are staying home. We're in the working world, and we have bizarre hours. And sure, if they give you a window, but when they don't show up in that window, oh, you're so stuck, and you have to, like, call in sick. What are you going
to
do?
I know. You have to take a day off from work.
You have to take a day off.
For the cable guy to come in.
Exactly. And then
it's never like, okay, you have an appointment at 9:30, so you got to be there at 9:30 in the morning. We'll be there sometime between 10 and 7. It's like,
I know.
You got to wait. Not only do you have to, like, sit around your place all day, but you can't even go anywhere else and do anything because it might be that one window where they're going to be there.
Right, and sometimes the window creeps after or before the time.
Right.
Usually it's after. If it was before, it'd be better. Usually it's after. So you think it's been an hour or so later, and then they show up, and it's ridiculous. I don't get it, and Comcast is notorious for that.
Fans of NBC, when Comcast does buy them, they should be warned. It's probably going to go out from time to time. The signal is just going to drop out.
that's terrible. Yeah.
With everything that Comcast touches.
Yeah, I agree. That's funny. 800-259-5791. So who can blame Mark? He says he has a channel and a half because you're talking about shelling out at least probably $100. Unless you're getting really basic, but still even then anymore, you'd be hard-pressed to get any $39 deals or whatever. They're just no more with the way things have gone. That's why it's interesting with Sirius and satellite radio. People wonder why more people won't subscribe to it. They get it in the cars, and they get it for free, and then sometimes they'll keep it hooked up and they'll pay the fee, and sometimes they won't. Because you think of how many fees you're having to pay for whatever it is in your personal life between the cell phone and cable and just the utilities and all the basics. You don't want to clump another thing on there, and I think that's been part of the problem of satellite radio, because some of the stuff on it's pretty good, actually. It's great, the NFL stuff that you can get, because you can listen to your hometown announcer. So many people move all over the place, and you can listen to the calls, and you can listen to the games that way, and I love doing that. But but paying for all of it, that's the big problem. All right, 800-259-5791. If anybody wants to slide one in, you're going to have to be real quick on the trigger on this one. 800-259-5791. We've got a bunch of emails here. I'll go through a couple of them quickly. Here's one from Jake. Jake says, hey, I've only recently been kind of trying to jump in on the nail the score thing. Not a big football fan. Love it when you go off on the whole political thing. But I'm going to try. So I say that Denver wins this one, and the score is 38-29. All right, Jake, who knows? Beginner's luck. It's like in cards. You know, you play poker. I play Texas Hold'em, and then the people that come to the table that have hardly ever played, beginner's luck, baby. They walk away with a huge couple of pots. I've seen it time and time again. Here's one from Liv. Liv says, hey, my boyfriend wanted me to email you. His name is David. David said to tell you he thinks the Chargers, and he thinks the final score is going to be 38-19. Interesting score, 38-19. Liv, tell him that he is in the books. Here's a couple more, too. This one from Tony O. Love the show. Love the idea that you do nail the score. Didn't know until I read your bio that you had such a big sports background. Very cool that you interviewed Ted Williams. Would love to hear that on the air sometime. You should play it for all the listeners. All right, I'm going to take a crack at this. I think it's going to be Chargers, and the final score will be 17-12. Ooh, going the opposite ends of that. Defense, defense, and more defense. Hey, stranger things have happened. What was it last week when I was watching the Cowboys game? Scoreless, scoreless, scoreless. I thought, oh, this is crazy, this game. And sure enough, the Cowboys ended up losing. 800-259-5791. If you call in, when I've just let this leave my lips now, it's probably not enough time, but if you call the studio, Matt will grab it real quick if it's right before the top of the hour. Here's one from Dial Me Up D. Dial Me Up D. First time I've ever done this. I'm going to take a crack at it. Not a big sports fan. In fact, I like baseball probably the most. I enjoyed it when you were talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. My guess is the Denver Broncos. However, now that I heard you say that about the quarterback, not so sure. But I'm going to stick with Denver since that was my first reaction. And I think the final score is going to be 28-19. All right, 28-19. Thanks to everybody who called in and sent those wacky emails here to America tonight. Have fun watching the games. Another weekend of NFL football and, of course, college stuff as well. So enjoy it. We're getting closer to Turkey Day. Hopefully all of you are planning for that and spending it with families or friends or whatever. But we'll talk more about that in our upcoming shows next week. So, again, good luck to everybody trying to nail the score.
Everybody is just on their feet screaming, kill, kill, kill. This is ugly.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
No,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn it in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N. Nothing.
Finished.